The Romantic Life of Secret Agent Albert. Albert did not fit the description of any secret agent Charles had ever read about. Following him down the corridor of the gloomy French hotel where Albert had a room, Charles felt disappointed. It was a small room on the 6th and top floor, and scarcely a setting for a romantic figure. Albert was, for one thing, fat, very fat. And then there was his accent. Though he spoke French and German fairly well, he had never altogether lost the American accent he had brought to Paris 20 years ago. "You are disappointed," Albert said over his shoulder. "You were told that I was a secret agent, a spy, dealing in secrets and danger. You wished to meet me because you are a writer, young and romantic. You imagined mysterious figures in the night, the crack of guns, clever disguises, secret exploits. Instead, you have spent an exceedingly dull evening at the opera with a fat man who, instead of having messages slipped into his hand by dark-eyed beauties, gets only an ordinary telephone call, making an appointment in his room. You have been bored." The fat man laughed to himself as he unlocked the door of his room and stood aside to let his frustrated guest enter. "Take cheer, my young friend," Albert told him. "Presently, you will see a paper of singular importance for which several men and women have risked their lives. Some day soon, that paper may well affect the course of history. In that thought is drama, is there not?" As he spoke, Albert closed the door behind him. Then he switched on the light. And as the light came on, Charles had his first thrill of the day. For, across the room, a small gun in his hand, stood a man. "Max," he said, "you gave me quite a start. I thought you were in Berlin. What are you doing in my room?" Max was slender, not tall, and with a face that suggested the look of a fox. Except for the gun, he did not look very dangerous. "The report," he said. "The report that is being brought to you tonight concerning some new missiles. I thought I would take it from you. It will be safer in my hands than in yours." Albert moved to a chair and sat down heavily. "I swear I'm going to raise the devil with the management this time. I am angry," he said. "This is the second time in a month that somebody has gotten into my room off that damn balcony." Charles's eyes went to the single window of the room. It was an ordinary window. Outside was utter blackness. "Balcony?" Max asked curiously. "No, I had a key. I did not know about the balcony. It might have simplified things had I known about it." "It's not my balcony," explained Albert angrily. "It belongs to the next apartment. You see," he said, "this room used to be part of a large unit, and the next room used to be the living room. It had the balcony which extends under my window now. You can get onto it from the empty room next door, and somebody did last month." Max waved the gun with a commanding gesture. "Please sit down," he said. "We have a wait of half an hour, I think." 31 minutes, Albert said, in a bad mood. "The appointment was for 12:30. I wish I knew how you learned about the report, Max." The little spy smiled an evil smile. "And from our standpoint, we wish we knew how your people got the report. Anyhow, no harm has been done. I will get it back tonight." "What is that? Who is at the door?" Charles jumped at the sudden knocking at the door. Albert just smiled. "That will be the police," he said. "I told them to check on me to make sure everything was all right." "What will you do now, Max?" Albert asked. "If I do not answer the door, they will enter anyway, The door is unlocked, and they will not hesitate to shoot. Max's face was black with anger as he made a swift movement towards the window. With his hand behind him, he opened the window and put his leg out into the night. "Send them away," he warned. "I will wait on the balcony." The knocking at the door became louder, and a voice was raised. "Mr. Albert! Mr. Albert!" Keeping his body twisted so that his gun still pointed at the fat man and his guest, Max grasped the window frame and heaved his other leg up and over the bottom of the window. The door began to open. Swiftly, Max pushed to free himself and dropped to the balcony. And then, as he dropped, he screamed once. The door opened, and a waiter stood there with an oval tray, a bottle of liquor, and two glasses. "Here is the drink you ordered, sir." He set the tray on the table, opened the bottle, and left the room. White-faced and shaking, Charles stared after him. But what about the police?" he finally was able to say. "There never were any police," Albert sighed. "Only Henry, whom I was expecting." "But what about the man on the balcony?" Charles began with a shiver. "No," said Albert, "he won't return."